More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. All right, let's get into second date update. Here we go.
If you go on a date and then maybe it just kind of gets a little quiet afterwards, you don't hear back from that person that you went out with and you do want to see them again, we will try to call them to figure out what is going on. So we've got Isaac on the line and he is looking for Izzy. Good morning, Isaac. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going. It's Friday and I love that. So,
right.
Let's talk about your date and Izzy. You guys met on Tinder and then where did you go?
I took this girl out, Izzy, and we're trying to figure out, you know, what's a good place for us to meet. And we decided to get some drinks and lunch in San Francisco. And it was pretty good. Beautiful woman. We had an amazing time. She smiled the entire time. So I knew I was doing something special.
You were on point with something. Yeah, that's what he said.
Smiling the entire time. Oh. I mean, it was like a for sure thing for me. I thought I saw longevity. Even though we had just went out, I saw longevity because it was so natural. She was feeling my vibe. I was feeling hers. I just don't know what happened, though. After the date, I didn't really hear from her. And I'm trying to figure out, was it me? Did I go wrong? I have no idea. I'm still trying to figure out.
No, because obviously your game was tight. Am I right?
Right. I texted her. I made sure she got home. Who's doing that, right? A lot of these guys are just going on dates. And that's it. But me, I said, hey, did you make home safely? I think at most...
You followed up, yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Sure.
Did you actually ask her out on a second date, or did you just try to, like, lightly, you know, have conversation?
I couldn't even get there.
Oh.
I couldn't even get there. I tried.
Okay. Well, that's annoying, because you're trying to get there, but you have nothing to work with. So, Isaac, we're going to give her a call in just a moment. I think you know how this works. Just try to stay quiet on the line. We don't want her to know you're on the line with us, and we'll just start asking her some questions.
Perfect. I need answers.
Perfect. All right. So, take a deep breath. We're going to play a song, and then we will call Izzy next in about 3 minutes. It's Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're doing second date update. We've been talking to Isaac both on and off the air. Let's recap his situation. He feels like he's been ghosted.
Yeah, so it looks like Isaac met Izzy on Tinder. You guys had lunch in the city. You said she smiled the whole time. Looks like the conversation was really good. Lunch was good. You followed up. You made sure she got home okay. And now there's just nothing. So that's weird. We're going to give her a call. And Isaac, just try to stay quiet and we'll see what she has to say, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Izzy?
Yeah, this is Izzy.
Hi, Izzy. This is Marcus and Sandy. We do a morning radio show on Star 101.3.
What's up, Izzy?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I love you guys. Sandy,
love
hello.
You back.
Oh, girl bond. Sorry, Marcus.
I'm just going to leave. Hi.
Izzy, if you know our show, do you know what we're doing right now? Second date update?
Yeah. This is second date update. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I know what's happening, so...
Okay. Okay. Do you want to say hi to who's waiting on the line for you?
Sure, we can just go right into it, I guess. Hello.
Let's.
So, Izzy, tell us a little bit about your date.
Let's hear her out.
He thought you were beautiful, and you had a nice smile. He said you were smiling the whole time, and we just want to know what's going on with you.
Yeah, it was a super cute place. We were outside, had a drink, and look, Isaac is cute, I'm not gonna lie. I did have a good time. We were enjoying ourselves, yes, for sure. It's just that after the date, he kept bugging me. Like, the first thing that he did is he sent a voice text, and I really don't like voice text, I'm sorry, but like 10 seconds into the voice text, he starts singing in the voice text. He's singing an Ed Sheeran song. He's singing that song perfect. And I was like, no, this is so awkward. I'm sorry. I mean, but like, no, you know?
So and he was bugging you?
He was in his feelings a little bit.
Yeah, you sent that voice text, you sang a song, and then you sent me another one where you're singing a Backstreet Boys song. You're, like, singing to me. Like, you had one date. And they're love songs. And it's just, like, It's too much. Like, it's too early to do stuff like that.
You told me you wanted to hear that. You said you like song. You like when guys sing to you. That's what you told me.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. You don't remember? Okay, you also don't remember to text me back either. That's what I do know.
Okay.
It seems
like you're very forgetful. That's what it seems like.
Was it, okay, Izzy, was it too much singing, or was it just the singing in general, or...
Well, I think kind of any singing is too much singing after, like, a one date. But it was too much in general, too, because there was, okay, Isaac, it's cool. Like, I understand, like, you were trying to get at me, but I'm just trying to say, like, it's a lot. Like, it's too much. Like, we just went on one date, like, slow your roll. Like, keep it chill.
Why didn't you just tell me? Why didn't you just tell me that? Why go hiatus on me? When I thought we had something special, you smiled the entire time. Were you just faking that? Was that a fake smile?
Okay, no, but also, like, I'm trying to be nice, too. Like, am I going to frown at you in the date?
Do either one of you want to try this again? Because we're just going in circles right now. What?
I feel like we can salvage this, but, like, Isaac, take a deep breath. Listen to the lady. Izzy, where are we at? I mean, it was a little rude to ghost on somebody.
I'm not trying to ghost. Like, I'm sorry about that. Like, I know that's not cool, but, like, I will say it is a lot. And after this conversation now, it just feels like, yes, like, it is kind of too intense. And I just don't feel like that this is going to happen, you know?
Fair enough. Hang on. I mean, one of these days we're going to get two people together and they're going to go on a second date. Am I right, Sandy?
Yeah, one day, maybe in 2022.
Second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. The replays at 9:05, and then, of course, the podcast. Download the iHeartRadio app. It's free, and you can search out Marcus and Sandy. We have a bunch of podcasts right there.
Marcus and Sandy
on Star 101.3.